Shining Walls by Jessica Larson, based on a true story. Elmita was only 6, but she wanted to help build the temple. We ask thee, O Lord, to accept of this house the workmanship of the hands of us, thy servants. Doctrine and Covenants, section 109, verse 4. I found one! Elmita called as she held up a piece of broken glass. It caught the sunlight and cast patterns on the melting snow. Look how it shines! It will make our temple shine, too, her older brother Bryant said, tugging on her braid. Now see what else you can find. It was 1836, and the saints in Kirtland were building a temple. Father split wood for roof shingles, while Mother cooked meals for the workers. Elmita loved seeing the temple's tall walls and red roof standing above the trees. But the temple wasn't finished yet. Brother Millet, a stonemason, had invented a new type of plaster to cover the walls. Elmita remembered when Father told her about it. "This won't be ordinary plaster," he had said as he pulled her onto his knee. "Brother Millet wants to put bits of broken glass and pottery in the plaster to make our temple shine." "Will we have to break your wedding dishes?" Elmita had asked Mother. Elmita's family had brought those dishes all the way from New York after joining the church. Mother laughed. "No, darling. Brother Millet only needs broken pottery to make the plaster. Just look outside." "The garbage pile," Elmita said. Every household had a small garbage pile in the yard. That's where people threw away old broken items, including bits of pottery and glass. "We will need everyone's help," her father had continued. "Bryant, Brother Millet needs boys to tend fires to warm the plaster. Elmita, we need children to gather old crockery and glass for the plaster. Can you do that?" "Yes," Elmita had whispered. She was only 6, but she wanted to help build the temple. So here she was, holding a piece of glass to catch the sunlight. She was glad the snow had melted this morning so she could search their yard. She dropped the piece of glass in her pile and bent down to gather another. This piece was half buried in mud. She gently dug around the pottery shard and pried it loose. It glittered in her palm. Elmita smiled. She held another piece for the temple walls. Bryant knelt and admired her find. "Nice work, Elmita," he said. "We'll have our temple soon." Bryant was right. The Kirtland Temple was dedicated that spring. After the dedication, Elmita lined up with the other children and marched to the temple. Her braid swung from side to side as she craned her neck to see the shining walls. She was glad that she had helped build the house of the Lord. Sidebar: the truth about the walls. Elmita Stringham was a real pioneer child who helped gather glass and pottery for the temple walls. Later generations looked at the beautiful walls and thought the saints must have broken their best china to make the temple plaster sparkle. But that was not what really happened. Church historians visited Kirtland to do archaeology and uncover early church buildings. In their excavations, they discovered pottery fragments in the saints' yards. Their find confirmed the early accounts that Latter-day Saint children gathered the bits of glass that made the temple wall shine, showing that anyone can help in the work of the Lord. End of the story, Shining Walls by Jessica Larson.